T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The KDKA Morning News with Larry, Richard, and John Shumway.
You're listening to the voice of Pittsburgh News Radio 1020, KDKA. I'm Angino. In for Larry and John, they're back here on January the 2nd, and then I go back to hosting the KDKA Afternoon News right here on News Radio 1020, KDKA. Interesting story in the Post-Gazette, 12 Pittsburgh stories that went viral in 2017, and the author of the piece, Sharon Eberson, joins us now on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Sharon, welcome to KDKA.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for making time for us. Now, this list of 12, why 12?
We thought a dozen was a good number, and as we were putting it together, it was a good place to cut off because we weren't necessarily looking for the most viewed stories, although our most viewed stories on our website are in there, at least the top five. But we were also looking for how Pittsburgh was seen on the national and world stage and stories that were really picked up and had an afterlife.
Okay, so when you use the term viral, it not necessarily meaning most commented on, but things that definitely drew the attention of the world back toward Pittsburgh.
Yes, certainly a combination of those things. Our connection to the program This Is Us, for instance, which mm-hmm. is set in Pittsburgh. The showrunner and creator, Dan Fogelman, is from Bethel Park. So the fact that they sent their stars here for the Steelers draft wasn't necessarily our most viewed, but it was certainly seen on other media by, you know, the rest of the country, too.
Okay. Now, in this top 12, if you will, is there any particular order that they're listed in?
It was sort of conversationally, but certainly the top two were the most viewed on our website. We broke the story, our reporter Paula Reed Ward, on Congressman Tim Murphy's abortion scandal. Mm-hmm. That shot to the top of our most viewed stories very quickly. Our photographer, Steph Chambers, happened to be in the right place at the right time when umpire John Sumpain saved a woman on the Roberto Clemente Bridge. That story went crazy for a very long time. Mm-hmm. And our third story was not necessarily the third story. I think it was close. It was when not just the president making his Pittsburgh not Paris statement, but Mayor Peduto got really behind the backlash, and that story had an afterlife. So that just kept on going.
Now, an interesting combination, Sharon. Sharon Eberson joining us with the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Of these top three stories where you have scandal, something that truly touches the heart and shows the compassion and the capacity of humans just toward strangers with John Tumpain. And then you mm-hmm. have the politics of Pittsburgh, not Paris, making these top three stories.
When we approached it, we just assumed that sports would dominate, and in some ways it does as you go further down the list. Mm-hmm. But there was a big conversation about probably our most viewed or most commented on story regarding the Penguins and their Stanley Cup championship was the fate of Marc-Andre Fleury.
Yes.
But nationally, as we looked at it and, you know, what was picked up by other media, what was commented on social media, the catfish story of all things and that ongoing saga during the playoffs seemed to really take off and had a life of its own while the Penguins were winning their Stanley Cup. So that was probably why that rose above, let's say, the Fleury story, which I think it was our top viewed, when you cumulatively, mm-hmm. story of the year.
And it was interesting, too, that you also have a mix of the sports stories from just sports victorious, the Penguins once again. And then you have a lightheartedness story of Juju Smith-Schuster losing and finding his bicycle. And then you have the great controversy around kneeling and displays of protest at the national anthem and Alejandro Villanueva and his decision to step out and put his hand over his heart.
And the fact that, you know, he played that back. He talked about, you know, regretting the look of it, the look that he had stood away from his teammates. So, again, that was a story that was ongoing, had a life of its own, and had an impact when you compared it to what was going on, not only through the rest of the league, but through the national conversation.
And real quick, if you could, because I'm running out of time in this segment.
Sure.
Clearly, the possibility of Amazon coming here and the continual development of driverless cars are big stories. But in what ways do they make the top 12 here when it comes to viral?
Well, certainly how Pittsburgh immediately stepped in to create a bid for it. And there's also a controversy, too, about that. Seattle has changed dramatically. Rents are high. There are lots of different things that go into that story. And also on a national stage, there are many other cities bidding for this, and that puts us in competition with other cities. So that makes it a much bigger story than just Pittsburgh. Likewise, obviously, driverless cars, because we at way we're leading the national discussion of something that might become an everyday sight in cities all over the world.
Once again, joining us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline, Sharon Everson with the Post-Gazette and the story 12 Pittsburgh Stories that went viral in 2017. Sharon, thank you very much for your time.
Thanks for having me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.